This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Shave and a haircut, two bits, but how much if you throw in a nice glass of Cabernet? In San Francisco, two savvy Stanford Business School grads have launched a hybrid barbershop slash wine bar. It's called Mister. Deirdre Kennedy reports.
Walk through the bright red doors of Mister looking for a shave and a haircut, and you might think at first you're in the wrong place. Instead of men reclining with towels under their chins, you're more likely to see young female executives sipping wine on leather sofas. Stephanie Choi is a senior analyst for consumer strategy with Banana Republic. She and her friends say they come to Mister for the ambience and to network.
It's not your normal meat market, you know, downtown bar. It's a relaxed, classy environment, and it's got people getting their hair cut, which is kind of different. I've actually never been to a men's barbershop before.
But then, Mister isn't your typical barbershop. Female bartenders and hostesses in short black skirts mix among the clientele. The shampoo stations are tucked away in the back, and the barber chairs are up on the balcony. Barber Nick Calvanese is trimming a customer upstairs. Nick's left forearm gleams with a fresh tattoo, a pair of crossed scissors, and a comb. His client, Michael Waxman, says it's his first time having a haircut in a bar full of women.
To be honest, it felt a little weird, you know, basically walking through a bar wearing a barber's, you know, mop over myself. But I think at the end of the day, though, it definitely makes it better.
Mister provides high-end grooming services for men with a luxurious touch, like scalp massages and straight razor shaves. A cut or a shave goes for $65. Men can also choose from three tiers of monthly membership that provide additional services and privileges. Proprietors Kumi Walker and Sean Haywood are aiming to cultivate a taste for high-priced haircuts among regular guys, much as Starbucks created a taste for high-priced espresso drinks among regular coffee drinkers. Sean Haywood.
Regardless of whether you be Republican or Democrat or independent, whether you like jazz, hip-hop, or R&B, whether you are black, white, Latino, or Asian, all men get haircuts. They all love great hospitality, and they all love being in nice environments.
Growing up, they were both impressed by the important social role barbershops had. They were places where men exchanged wisdom on everything from politics to women. Walker's own dad was a barber.
Historically, barbers were these people who had all the information in the communities. They were the first surgeons in the world, so they have a great history, but what we are really trying to do is redefine what barbering is like today. So we're taking a very important role in the barber and putting it into a very modern context.
Mister's modern context is made up of internet portals and a big screen TV playing CNN and ESPN, so customers can stay plugged into the global community while they're at the club. But is a younger generation of men ready to pay for the pampering experience? Professor Priya Raghavir, an expert in consumer psychology at the UC Berkeley Haas School of Business, thinks so.
I think it's overdue. I think men are increasingly recognizing that they have similar needs as women do in terms of finding a place to get together with like-minded individuals and get a little pampered at the time while they follow their interests.
Raghavir says it still may be a while for regular guys to catch up with the metrosexual men who are already used to splashing out for personal grooming. Once they do, Walker and Haywood plan to open new Mister locations in cities across the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in San Francisco.